Proclamation number 4856 of 11th of March, 1950. God's love and mercy then gives way to His justice. You are still in a time of grace and God's mercy. There is still the possibility of salvation for you. God's love and patience is still striving for your return to Him. He also still comes close to those who are strangers to Him and do not deserve His grace. Every person can still become blessed if only he is of good will. Very soon, however, the gates to eternal life will be closed, i.e., the hour will soon have come when God's love and mercy will give way to His justice, when people will no longer be able to make use of His gift of grace, when they will reap what they have sown during their earthly life and when there will be no opportunity to make up for what they have neglected, because those people will be wiped out from earth who cannot be counted as His own. Soon the hour of the last judgment will come when everything will be fulfilled as it is written, as it has been proclaimed by seers and prophets from the very beginning. The time of grace is only limited for a short time, and yet it is also recognizable as a time of grace to everyone who has an open eye for everything that happens around him, who pays attention to how people relate to God and His kingdom, thus paying attention to the spiritual development of the human being during his life on earth. These will also see the emptiness of human hearts and, since they know about the effect of this, also consider the near end inevitable because they are in realization. And whether God also still forgives. As soon as the time limit has expired, the end will inevitably come. Then the grace period is over and people will be called to account and rewarded or punished according to merit. So then justice takes the place of love and mercy, and yet this is not eliminated, for the last judgment is also an act of love and mercy with the fallen spiritual, which failed as a human being and for which the possibility must now be created again to rise from the depth to the height. The last judgment is also proof of God's infinite love, who does not want to lose His creatures forever, but always puts them in a position to approach Him in free will. And this love will never cease until the last spiritual being gives up its resistance against God and voluntarily submits to Him. Until it can now dwell in His presence and be unspeakably blissful. Amen.